Kohler Propane, serving a Thumb region with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. In Tuscola County, Michigan, fire crews from across the region were kept busy early Thursday morning after a series of wildland and grass fires broke out across multiple townships within a short time frame. Their current investigation says the circumstances strongly suggest that the fires were intentionally set. The Mayville Fire Department was first dispatched at approximately 1:46 a.m. to the area of Phelps Lake Road and English Road for a reported grass fire. When crews arrived, they discovered the situation was far more widespread than initially believed. Firefighters located multiple active fires stretching over several miles from Phelps Lake Road near Maple Grove Road to the English Road and Shea Lake Road area. At the same time, additional fires were reported in Kingston Township and Burlington Township. Within roughly 30 minutes, a total of 7 separate fires were identified across 4 different locations, all several miles apart. Due to the number of fires, the distance between them, and the short window in which they ignited, officials say the incidents are considered highly suspicious. The fires are now being investigated as intentionally set. And the Michigan Public Service Commission, MPSC, is moving forward to construct 6 energy storage projects, including one in the Thumb. Contracts were approved for the 450 MW Big Mitten Energy Center, the 350 MW Monroe 1 Energy Center, and the 200 MW Fermi Energy Center, 132 MI Fish Creek Energy Center, 100 MW Cold Creek Energy Center, and the 100 MW Pine River Energy Center. The first 3 energy storage projects will provide a combined 1,000 MW of energy storage capacity to fulfill the settlement agreement in DTE Electric Company's most recently approved integrated resource plan. The approved contracts include a 20-year tolling agreement with the Big Mitten Energy Center in Huron County and self-build contracts for the Fermi Energy Center project and the Monroe 1 Energy Center project in Monroe County. The last 3 contracts are energy storage projects owned and operated by DTE Electric that will serve the 1,383 megawatt or MW data center being developed by Green Chili Ventures LLC in Washtenaw County. DTE Electric sought approval of the Cold Creek Energy Center, Fish Creek Energy Center, and Pine River Energy Center, along with the equipment supply agreements for battery modules and the master service agreements for engineering, procurement, and construction. Those data center battery storage projects are the first 332 megawatt of 1,383 megawatt of company-owned energy storage facilities that Green Chili Ventures, must foot the bill to develop to match the data center's contracted demand. Data centers are battery facilities that store energy to provide power during times of peak demand and helps ensure grid resilience and speeds up the transition to cleaner sources of electricity. And authorities in Port Huron Township are investigating a tragic discovery following a welfare check that led to the discovery of a fatal house fire. Deputies were called Thursday, March 26, to a home along the 2600 block of 24th Street after a concern was raised when a local man failed to report to work. When officers arrived, they found the residents quiet, but not entirely abandoned. Signs suggested someone was still inside. After getting no response at the door, deputies made the decision to enter the home. What they found pointed to a fire that had already burned through parts of the kitchen and living room. Inside, 61-year-old Robert Baker was discovered and pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators at St. Clair County Sheriff's Office working alongside the Port Huron Township Fire Department are now working to determine exactly what happened. At this point, officials say there are no signs of foul play, but the circumstances surrounding the fire and the man's death remain under active investigation. Authorities are expected to release more details as the investigation continues. When we come back after this Kohler Propane sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and our obituaries.
This is Julie from Kohler's Propane. Be on the lookout for Kohler's Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks, transporting propane to homes and businesses throughout the Thumb area. B-Cups stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Aspire Rural Health System's mammography department by donating a portion of their propane sales to Aspire's mammogram screening in their B-Cups program. It is Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups program, call us Aspire Rural Health, and to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our national news, Pentagon considers military options to secure trade routes. U.S. defense officials are reportedly reviewing various military contingencies to ensure freedom of navigation in the Gulf region. The primary concern remains the Strait of Hormuz, where nearly 1,900 commercial vessels have faced delays or blockades over the past month. While the administration has expressed a preference for a diplomatic peace proposal, the Pentagon is maintaining a state of readiness to protect U.S.-linked commercial interests. Central Command continues to coordinate with regional partners to monitor drone and missile threats targeting logistical sites. And in our international news, Kuwaiti port damaged in Dawn drone attack. Authorities in Kuwait confirmed that Shuwaik Port, the country's main commercial hub, was damaged in a drone attack at dawn today. Preliminary reports indicate material damage to loading docks, but no human casualties were recorded during the incident. The attack is part of a broader wave of strikes targeting U.S.-linked military and logistical sites across Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain. Regional security forces have increased their alert levels, and air defense systems in the Gulf have reportedly intercepted several additional incoming projectiles. And we have a couple of obituaries to report this morning. On Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, Kurt Douglas Schember, age 59 of Bad Axe, passed away. Kurt was born on August 13th, 1966, in Bad Axe. Kurt is survived by his wife Lisa and son Cody. The funeral service for Kurt Schember will be on Tuesday, March 31st, 2026 at 11 a.m. at the Bad Axe First Presbyterian Church. Friends and family of Kurt Schember may call for visitation from 2 to 8 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home on Monday, March 30th, and also on Tuesday at the Bad Axe First Presbyterian Church from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials can be made to the family or Thumb Animal Shelter. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Doris T. Stimpfel, 81, of Cass City, died peacefully Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, in her home. Doris was born January 7th, 1945, in Paris Township. Doris is survived by her children, Tammy, Renee, Thomas, James, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Visitation will take place April 17, 2026 in Avesta Church of Christ from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Interment has taken place in Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly. Memorials may be made to Avesta Church of Christ. Arrangements have been made by Kranz Funeral Home in Cass City. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your weather and obituaries, right here from thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A net news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb region with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.